Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is the scripture lesson which was read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Today, in our church year calendar, we commemorate three women, Joanna, Mary, and Salome. These three women are remembered as myrrh bearers, referring to the fact that they all went to the tomb of our Lord on that first Easter morning, bringing spices to add to the burial of Jesus. At first glance, we may wonder why the church even has such a day to remember these women. After all, none of these individuals were great apostles, none were famous evangelists, none of them played a very prominent role in the writings of the New Testament church. They're only mentioned briefly in the Gospels. None are mentioned again in the book of Acts. The Apostle Paul does not name any of them in his epistles. These three women do not seem to fulfill any significant role in the mission and work of the early church other than carrying myrrh to the tomb of our Lord on that first Easter Sunday. In fact, we do not know very much about them. Their identities are not all that certain. Joanna is mentioned only twice in the Gospel of Luke, and she's identified there as the wife of Cusa, who was a steward in the household of King Herod. Mary is identified as the mother of James and Joseph, also believed to be the wife of Clopas, and some scholars have tried to argue that this Mary was also the sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Salome, now not the Salome who requested the head of John the Baptist, but this Salome is believed to be the wife of Zebedee, the mother of James and John the apostles. Other scholars believe that this Salome is the sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And so there is some confusion about the identity of at least two of these women, and the New Testament does not simply have all that much information about any of them. But one thing is clear in the Gospels, and that is that all three of these women went to the grave site of Jesus on that first Easter Sunday, bringing spices to place inside of his tomb. And this is the reason why we remember these three women in our church year calendar. What was intended on their part just to be a simple, loving gesture for Jesus, their Lord and Master, became a life-changing event, not only for them, but for all of us as well. For when the women got to the tomb on that first Easter morning, they found the stone rolled away. The body of the Lord Jesus was not there. And much to their surprise, they heard a message from the angels, which said, "Jesus was raised from the dead." The Gospel of Matthew also adds that Jesus himself appeared to the women sometime that same morning. But when the women went back to the 11 apostles and tried to tell them what they saw and heard, the men would not believe them. The apostles considered their words to be nonsense. Therefore, we must count these women among the first to witness the resurrection of Christ, to be among the first to be believers in the risen Lord. These women were led to believe in Christ's resurrection and his appearance even before the chosen apostles of Christ had believed or understood what had taken place. These women, who were simply performing a humble gesture of kindness, they were blessed by God himself to see the empty tomb and to become convinced that Jesus rose from the dead. And now their testimony has become part of the church's witness of Christ's resurrection from the dead. What started out as a lowly act of remembrance for a loved one gave them the opportunity to be witnesses of the greatest event in all of sacred history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lord of life. In today's scripture lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we read about Paul's teaching on various gifts that Christians have in the church. Paul speaks of different kinds of gifts, different kinds of service, and different kinds of activities. In fact, the entire 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians is dedicated to the teaching of diversity of gifts in the body of Christ. And Paul is reminding the Corinthians, and all of us as well, that God has given different gifts that are to be used for the common good of the church. The church needs these gifts, and they are to be shared in Christian love among all its members. Not every Christian has the same gifts. Not every Christian performs the same type of service. Not every Christian functions the exact same way within the body of Christ. The Spirit gives different gifts according to God's will, according to God's holy purpose. And because it is the Spirit who gives the gifts to followers of Christ, all of the gifts that are given are important and necessary for the work of God's kingdom. Therefore, we should not envy or belittle one another for the gift God has given to that particular person, according to God's will. We should not look down on one person, nor even exalt someone else just because of the particular gift they have. God is no respecter of persons. All the gifts that are given are received only because of the grace and mercy we have through Jesus Christ, not because of merit or worthiness on our part. In fact, in this life, no one will ever possess all the gifts of the Spirit. In this life, no one will ever have perfect knowledge and power. Jesus Christ is the only one who makes the gifts possible. He is the source of perfect holiness and perfect righteousness. He is the one who gives the Holy Spirit. And he's the one who blesses the church so that the entire body of Christ may work together in love and be built up in the fellowship and service for one another. All true spiritual gifts come from God alone. No one has a gift that was not first received by the grace of God. No one can perform any Christian service unless he or she was first prepared for that service by the Lord. No one can do a good work without faith or without the Holy Spirit, which come from the Lord. Without Christ's death and resurrection, all of us would be alienated from God, unable to know him or even begin to serve him. But now, through the death and resurrection of Christ, we receive gifts from God by the power and work of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the one who changes our sinful hearts and corrupt minds to be willing to serve, to do the holy will of God. As our scripture lesson for today says, no one can even say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The three women we commemorate today, Joanna, Mary, and Salome, were women brought to faith in Christ during his earthly ministry. And the gift of myrrh, which they brought, was only a response of their gratitude for the blessings they received from Jesus. They were not looking to exalt themselves. They were not looking for personal honor and glory. They were simply doing something that the world would never consider very important or significant at all. Their service was directed to and for the sake of Jesus Christ. They used their talents and their gifts to express their love for the Lord who taught them and the Lord who had blessed them during his earthly life. And this is why we too should honor and serve the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are here this morning to worship Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again for our salvation. And he's the one who gives forgiveness, life, and salvation. And he's the one who gives faith and the Holy Spirit, which is given especially through our baptism. And he's the one who blesses us with all we need for eternal life. And now, because what Christ has done for us through the Holy Spirit, we too can say, Jesus is Lord. The Spirit enables us to worship and honor the name of Christ, to give Christ all glory, thanks, and praise. And the Spirit also empowers us to serve the Lord. The Spirit enables us to do those good works that God has prepared in advance for us to do. Jesus is the one who blesses those who serve him. And he's the one who asks us to be faithful in our calling, faithful even in the small things, faithful even in those works of service that seem so unimportant to the sinful world around us. Yes, we're different. We all have different gifts from the Lord, but yet the same Lord died on the cross for all of our sins. The same God calls us to be his children through baptism. The same Spirit enables us to use our gifts and talents for the good of others and for the sake of the church. Even if our service is plain and simple and humble, like bringing spices in remembrance of the Lord, as Joanna and Mary and Salome did, this is a good and pleasing thing in his sight, for it is done for Christ's name and for his sake. Like these three women who brought myrrh to the tomb of our Lord, may God grant that we use our God-given talents and gifts to be faithful, humble servants, so that we serve Christ and his church for the sake of his eternal kingdom. In the name of Jesus, amen.